Wow.
Divas, Devos, sisters and siblings.
Adult Disney adults.
No, Disney adults are specifically excluded. Let's take a moment. Don't look at Sergio's sweater. Look at my shirt that says Cowgirl Clue. Look how beautiful this shirt is. Anyway,
it's a blue shirt.
It's a navy shirt.
Navy, blue, cerulean. It's all the same thing.
Cerulean is a different color. This is closer blue? To cerulean than this
it's
is.
Blue. Just like that's blue.
I think Sergio's colorblind. Anyways.
I can only see one shade of blue.
Fiercest Divas, welcome to another episode, I guess. I'm your hostess with the leastest. Cicely, Caesar, Sassy, or whatever I like to call me, as long as not rude. It has been quite some episodes since we've done a proper introduction. So I will let my friend and me take the reins, since this will be a Sergio-centric episode.
Is it going to be a Sergio-centric episode? Wow.
You withheld a lot of information.
It's the first time it's going to be all about me.
All about you.
It's never been like that.
On your 30th.
But I'm
birthday.
Sergio. I'm the hostess with the most Mickey-est.
That didn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, but I think it kind of rhymes with yours. A little bit.
It doesn't. It doesn't even rhyme.
Who cares?
Your Honor, he's jacking my swag.
I think you couldn't afford to sue me.
Your Honor, I plead the fifth. And also, can I borrow $5?
Cecilia, please the broke.
Venmo me right now, Your Honor, please.
How much would you Venmo request the judge?
Like the Supreme Court Justice?
Supreme
Court Justice, I would easily ask them for $1,000.
I feel like you would get a 6-3 vote with all six conservatives saying no.
Yeah, exactly. I think I could still. I think I could get at least $5 from one of them if I tried hard. One of them,
Soju Mayor, would probably give you money.
She would give me at least $1. She would be like, you know what? Here's something for you.
And then she'd probably say, "I'm not retiring, even though I'm in."
She's never gonna retire.
She's a new Ruth Gator. What's her name?
RGB.
RGB.
Ruth Gator something.
Brinsberg.
Brisbane.
Burger.
Welcome to the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow.
Oh my God.
We were the Oompa Loompas, actually. And John was the unknown. Even though it has already gone in the past, we need to talk about it.
John does give me man living in the walls vibes.
Yeah, exactly. He could like
evil chocolatier.
I didn't get to see the clip, but the way that child jumped in fear, like they were scared.
Oh no. go ahead.
First of all, getting tricked by the AI images, and I know not everybody is well versed and chronically online about AI art, or whether it is even be considered art.
We should pull the plug on AI. I don't want Wilbert to come at me and tell me what to do with my job, or taking my job away.
Those photos, are not realistic.
No, and you could tell they were.
You can tell that they're.
You
fake.
Can tell they're fake.
But I'm also very sorry to all of the parents.
Dumbass adults.
And children who
dumbass
went
kids.
And paid way too much money to just see nothing.
Do you remember how much they were charging people? It was like 40 Glasgow dollars.
I thought it was like $200.
No, per person?
Maybe. But I think they were
maybe
like...
Maybe per family.
$50 minimum.
Maximum. I mean, if it was a family of four, it would be $200. That makes sense.
Either way, the Oompa Loompas who were there, though, and then the Willy Wonka, they actually did seek these roles in earnest. And even though we do
indeed.
Yes. Even though we do have the sad Oompa Loompa at the meth lab meme, the picture of her as a sticker in our chat.
Love it. I love it so much.
There are pictures of her actually doing her job very well. And the kids are all smiling around
and
her.
She's passing out with the one jelly bean. She
did a great job.
Has to pass out.
Also, shout out to that actor who really thought he got the Willy Wonka movie role instead of Timothée Chalamet. He's an actual, like, I think actor.
I know they're
comedian.
All legit actors.
Yeah, and he thought that he got the role of a lifetime.
Are you serious? So I didn't know that he thought he got the actual Willy Wonka role.
And then, or like, he's a method actor or something. I think something like along the lines of, like, he had very genuine hopes for this role.
Uh-huh.
And then he showed up, and that's what he was met with.
I am flabbergasted. So he thought he was going to be in Wonka.
He thought he was going to be Wonka. He thought he was Timothée Chalamet.
Wow. I found it even more funny in a way because the whole vibe of this event makes me think of the event with the one
ball pit.
Do you remember that?
TumblrCon?
Yeah, Tumblr. Was it Tumblr?
No, DashCon.
I don't know what it was, but it gives me all vibes of
someone has peed in the ball pit. Do not enter.
The experience of a child walking through it, which apparently the lady who played the Oompa Loompa said that the walkthrough is about 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
So you paid about $50 for 2 minutes. She was asked to give one jelly bean per child.
One jelly bean per child. One, that's the budget, guys.
And 1/4 of lemonade.
Not even a full cup of lemonade.
Not a full cup of lemonade.
A quarter cup? That's nothing. That's two sips.
Two sips, yep.
Sip and a half.
The way that that actor comes out as the unknown, the evil chocolatier.
Terrifying.
Who lives within the walls of the Wonka factory.
Yeah.
Just comes out of the mirror. Behind the mirror.
Behind the mirror.
Not in the mirror.
In a bad wig. And it's a shitty, like, Phantom of the Opera mask.
Yeah. And those kids yelling. What is this?
My favorite part of that whole fiasco is that children were crying. Dreams were crushed. Parents were so upset, they called the police.
That's a big part of it. The police. The cops were called regarding this event.
This is how scammed these people felt. And honestly, I was talking to one of my coworkers about it, and she was like, you know, if I had taken my little sibling to this, I absolutely would have called the police too.
Because you
shell out money for what you thought was going to be a Candyland Wonderland experience.
It's just an empty. It was just an empty warehouse.
It's an empty warehouse
with a whole bunch of tables and chairs laid out.
Indeed, actresses, a DIY meth lab, and orange women.
Were they orange? Would you say they were orange? They don't look orange in the pictures.
Really?
They don't look orange to me.
The picture you have of the sticker of the lady.
Is she orange then?
She's orange.
I could not tell.
Shout out to the green bobs. I don't know if they dyed their hair or if those were wigs, but
I believe those were wigs.
They kind of killed it. They kind of slayed. I'm not gonna lie.
Do you think this tops TanaCon, or nothing will ever top TanaCon?
TanaCon. This is definitely in like the very few events that can go in the category with TanaCon, where it's like failed events that promised a lot but couldn't deliver. So we have like DashCon, obviously A tier. TanaCon, S tier, because there was a lot of hubbub about it.
Yeah.
And then also in A tier,
what happened was that a lot of people who were at VidCon were also going to be at TanaCon, like Shane
Dawson.
They
were promised to be there, and she invited a bunch of people, but I don't think anything was ever set in stone.
Yeah, so.
It's okay. This is what happens when you have a lot of ideas, but you don't have the motivation or like backing to do it. Come to Weird Slaying Con 2025.
Do you think it would be a scam, though? Do you think Weird Slaying Con would be a scam?
Give us $50 and we'll show you AI images of Willy Wonka art.
Or it could just be AI pictures of us.
Yeah, it's just really badly morphed photos of us, like eating children and like beating up gay people.
Missing fingers.
Yeah, missing fingers, missing teeth, eyes.
There's going to be a whole panel of Scarlet.
Yeah.
Dedicated to images.
Mm-hmm. She's not even gonna look like her though. She's gonna look like a weird woobified, like a little less pet chops. She's gonna look deranged.
Yeah, she's gonna be
we're gonna make her evil.
If we're gonna make her a Digimon as well,
yeah, she's gonna be an NFT.
We're gonna give her.
She's gonna be a Yu-Gi-Oh
character. Every Digimon evolution is just more guns on her.
Yeah, exactly. It's her head, but just a bunch of guns behind her. That's what we're going for next year.
I should plan my vacation for the next Willy Wonka experience.
Yeah, we should actually be the Oompa Loompas next time, I think.
We could be Oompa Loompas.
I think we have the proper stature. We could be.
John
can be the unknown.
John could be the unknown, and we could be his evil Oompa Loompas.
Yes, the evil Loompas. Evil Oompas.
We could be orange, and we're just sort of wearing those brown and white stripes. It could just be black and white stripes.
We'll just have crop tops. They'll be jail.
Wow.
Just come
sexy evil Oompa Loompas.
Sexy evil Oompa Loompas. I'm down to dye my hair.
I'm down too.
For this role.
Well, I'm not sure about dyeing my hair.
You don't have to dye your hair.
I'll probably get a green wig.
Just get a bad wig. Someone invited us to a Halloween party this year, so we can dress as the unknown and Oompa Loompas.
Were you not invited to a Halloween party last year?
Was I invited? Did I go to? Oh, I did go to one last year. I think.
You think you went?
I think so. I'm 80% sure. So it was like one of John's friends. It was like in the middle of nowhere also. It was like in that fancy part of the middle of nowhere. Because their house was
What does
nice.
That mean? Does that mean like it's in the middle of a empty field or no. surrounded by nice houses?
It's like, you know, we were coming back from Grapevine.
Yeah.
It's like sort of in the area like of Plano? Trucker's Paradise. but not really. It's like still considered Dallas, but it's on the opposite side.
On the wrong side of the tracks.
On the wrong side of the tracks, exactly.
On the rich funk side of the tracks.
On the weird high zip code number of the tracks. Question mark.
I was invited to a lot of Halloween parties.
Did you go to any?
I went to like two of them.
Okay, so someone invited me to a Halloween party, not Sergio. But I'll
still, I know I'm going to get invited.
But he'll still be my plus one. So
yeah,
he'll still be there.
You would not be a plus one to mine.
I can't go anyway. I have to work.
Yeah. That sucks.
But the thought, it's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts, yeah.
So someone has been missing for 3 weeks, I think, or 2 weeks.
Well, like 2 weeks, yeah.
But it's felt like forever because I haven't seen my bitch in a while.
Yeah.
Bitch, tell us, where have you been?
So I went on my first vacation ever.
Woohoo!
Since starting work.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Disneyland, California, Disneyland, USA.
California, USA, yes.
I spent 4 days in California because we got there Friday. We relaxed. Mm-hmm. I took my sister with me because it was part of her Christmas gift.
Yes, it was a sister.
So, it was sibling, a siblings trip.
Yeah, it was a sibling trip because cousins were also there.
Oh, cousins were also there. Mm-hmm. We met up with my cousin. Literally the first thing he does, I think he has it out for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I made a joke regarding this because when I went to go pick him up in Connecticut.
Yes.
The first thing he did with me. Mm-hmm. Was he made me go on a hike with him and his dog.
That's evil.
That's he evil to do with someone
who has asthma.
As asthmatic and literally just got off the plane.
Yeah.
and who hasn't slept all day because I literally left that day like at 4 in the morning to go pick him up.
Said, fuck it. You know what? What did he say?
Does the same thing to me.
Oh, no.
This time.
Again?
Yes.
We're 2 for 2.
at least this time it wasn't that. 10 in the morning, we went out for a walk.
On an afternoon hike?
It was an afternoon hike because we got there to Orange County. Ooh. We had a car service pick us up to take us to the property because where we're staying in Disneyland.
So fancy.
Yeah, fancy. You know how much fancy cost?
$100.
Almost $5,000. The whole thing.
That's a lot.
Flights and trip included.
Honestly, that's not horrible. It's not horrible for four days.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But you could have spent less.
I could have spent less if I drove there.
If you drove there.
And didn't stay on property. And would have saved a little bit more money.
Just a little bit.
Anyway, so we went, we got into the property, we checked in. They were like, well, your room isn't ready for you.
What the heck?
We walked around the stores that were in property.
Yeah.
And then he was like,
they all sold the same stuff. I'm learning.
So all the gift shops. And because Disney,
I had one request from my beloved friend.
Both parks, yes. All their gift shops sell the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Some stores have variations of different stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not a huge difference.
There's not a large variety or
literally
selection.
Literally, you go into like...
Which is stupid.
You literally walk into a store called Mickey's Mabusi's. And you literally it's a huge store, just flows into McDonald's Cracker Nuts. And then Goofy's Home Goods. It's just flows. So you literally just go into one door and somehow you're a block away from where you started within the park.
Yeah.
And you just saw a whole bunch of stuff. And then you go across the street and go to Missy's and Minnie's Pies. And you literally just leave Chips and Dale's strip club. And it's the same shit you just saw in the other store.
I wouldn't be surprised if these were actual real locations on property.
I'm not sure they're all on Main Street.
Catch me at Goofy's Home Goods. Smell the candles.
Next to you, Donald's Quacker Nuts.
Yeah.
I couldn't find your magnet, which
I asked for a magnet or something monkey themed.
Neither of those.
I come to this apartment, and what do I see? A bunch of stuff for Sergio, and not for me.
Well, would you want it a holocron?
No.
Would you want it? It just this looks Disneyland like sweater.
It no. Also, hell no. I don't want anything with
Disneyland. Do you want my Mickey ears? You can have my Mickey ears.
I don't want the Mickey ears. Those are covered in drugs and California air.
No, they're covered in space dust. So we cannot say. Other stuff because this is a PG.
This podcast. Is a family friendly show, guys. Yes. So
I did go to Disney, so I went to a family friendly
PG
place.
13 at the most.
So I went there. We went to the fucking beach.
Went to the beach
with his dog. So she's an adorable dog.
She
run
is a
around,
dog.
And literally what I see on the shoreline, an oil rig.
Yeah.
California beaches suck.
They never look good. It always looks cold for some reason.
And the water was freezing. It was also like 54 degrees. But I literally told, like, if I would have brought a swimsuit, I wouldn't have jumped into the water. That's how much I was willing to go into the water.
To see the beach. But
I'm not going to float in the water and look up and see a fucking oil wrench.
You're literally going to have a barrel spilling all over you.
Oh, for sure. Like, I would have come out of the water with dead jellyfish and me covered in oil.
Yeah, you would have been in a Dawn commercial at least, though.
Like, I would have been the duckling.
You'd have been the new duckling.
Your the face, scientist would be washing me with Dawn.
All over the Dawn power wash bottles. Dawn.
Also, we saw some military helicopters just zoom past the beach.
Yeah.
So
they're doing something.
We're in an occupied state. So
yes, absolutely. By Mickey, fun. Of course.
Oh, by Mickey. Yeah. It was all the Mickey military. They're out there holding AR-15s with Mickey ears.
Exactly.
They need
to make sure that you're following the family-friendly rules.
Yeah.
They're the quote-unquote enforcers.
You know they could kick you out for swearing at Disneyland Park?
Yeah, if you swear, and then if you're indecent, you have to buy like a $300 shirt to cover your chichis.
Yeah, I heard of that.
People are saying it's a hack, but I think...
For getting a souvenir?
No, okay.
Who's hacking there?
Here's the hack.
I mean, the hack from Disneyland is you bought the $150 ticket.
Yeah. So you're supposed to like show up sort of indecent, which basically just means you have like a bit of cleavage or you're...
Or me with my whole nipple out.
Yeah, with your nipple out or like your down, your whatever your undergarments on your bottom half are like above the knee or whatever. The like... fucking enforcers or like the security or whatever will walk over to you and say like, oh, we're so apologize, like you are not in dress code or whatever, and then you either get a free t-shirt or a discounted t-shirt that you have to get that's like XXL.
I feel like no way they would make you have a discounted t-shirt.
I don't think you can get it for free.
They're in the business of making money. They're not gonna give you a $80 t-shirt for 30
because
bucks.
It was like a rare occurrence question mark, because maybe it's supposed to be like a family that. Park amusement park type situation deal. Regardless,
I mean, if I was a cast member.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a call of the people. Everyone is a cast member.
Everyone's a cast
member. I would not be giving you a discount for being indecent.
I would charge you more, actually.
You know, you took the words out of my mouth.
Exactly. I'd be like, you want to have your pasties out?
Buy this $160 shirt.
Buy this $8 t-shirt right now and put it on, bitch. And no, it's not going to be the right size. It's going to be one size too small.
Next time I go to Disney or any, I would never go. So
again,
this is the lesson I learned.
Yes. Tell us.
Dumbass parents take their dumbass children to this dumbass place and they hate their dumbass time while they're there.
They do.
They absolutely hate it. Literally, me and Abby walked in our cousin, we walked into this place.
Yeah.
And within 5 minutes, we see a lady already fighting her husband.
Oh, my God.
They walked in at the same time we did.
Disneyland, the land of divorces.
Literally, that's what it
single
is.
Single family.
This is what I learned. Mm-hmm. Never to go there. You only need to go there once.
Ever in your lifetime.
Second lesson I learned.
Yes.
Do not take a child there under the age of 10.
Yep.
There. Mm-hmm. So they could walk and they carry on their own shit.
Yep.
And the third lesson. Take them within 10 to 12 years old because they're going to age out of the Disney shit. And they will never
super
ask
fast.
You. They would never, ever ask you to take them ever again.
Nope.
Because they're teenagers by then. And they all think they're it's super uncool.
They're too cool for Disney.
Yep.
I also think that maybe 8 years old, nine.
8 year olds will still ask you to take you the
nine,
next year.
I would say 9 to 12, because 13 you're getting in the teen, and they're too cool to go to Disneyland. They want to go to concerts. They want to go to Hot Topic and Spencer's. They want to buy stuff off the TikTok shop.
I feel like Hot Topic and Spencer. Well, Hot Topic is more like Disneyland these days. And
they want to go to Urban Outfitters. They want to go to Five and Below and make slime. I don't know what
ew. Teenagers like making slime?
Some of them do.
Yeah. Maybe not the slime you
they have DIY slime kits at Five and Below, if anybody was wondering.
So, yep, it was a good time. Just overall, too much money.
Too much don't money. Worry.
Whatever, walk 6 miles a day for one damn park. Never again.
Overall.
Maybe unless it was Super Mario Land.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to go there.
I can't wait till it's finally built. They are. It's in, not great.
There's one in Orlando.
Frisco.
That's a resort. That's different. It's not a theme park.
Oh. So catch us in Florida next year, guys. Even though I don't want to step foot.
No, there's one being opened in California.
Oh.
But I think the one in Orlando.
Let's just go to the one in Japan.
I think the one in Orlando is getting the Donkey Kong expansion before the California one.
Donkey Kong expansion.
The Tokyo one is getting the expansions way before the U.S. ones.
Why wasn't Donkey Kong originally there? That's what I want to know. Because it's Super Mario Land?
It's a Nintendo theme park. So I think all in...
But isn't it called Super Mario Land?
Maybe just a Super Mario portion.
Super Mario! I want to see Wario. I want to see...
I don't think we're going to see Wario and Waluigi at this place.
I want to see... Well, Bowser is there.
But Bowser's like the main villain.
I want to see Boo, King Boo. I want to see Baby Bowser. I want to see...
You know what they should do? For Halloween, they should really bring out the King Boo costumes.
That'd be cool. And the little toad, not the toads, the goo, not the...
The little boos?
The skeletons.
Oh,
Dry Bones.
Dry Bones, yes.
Yeah, Dry Bones.
Those would be really cool.
Tell me.
Continue. What was I going to say about Disney?
Continue your Disney lecture.
There's not really a lecture. I have notes about my experience.
Yeah, let's go to the notes because I have stuff I want to talk about also.
So I already gave you my overall thoughts. Oh, yeah. On the day we went to Disneyland Park, where the one where the castle.
Yes.
Me and my cousin and my sister, we were all taking pictures because we paid for Genie Plus. So we get our photos. It's just $30 more you pay for like getting in the lightning lanes.
$30 more.
And then when they take your picture, they just upload it onto your picture on your phone.
Cool.
Pretty cool through the app.
That is kind of cool.
So we were taking pictures and these Kardashian lookalikes just come in and interrupt everyone's pictures that are paying for the experience to get their pictures taken. And they ruin the pictures. So they move ahead and They fucked up the queue. They fucked up pictures too. They didn't fuck our picture up, but they fucked up other people's.
I was
there.
The one that you sent me, I didn't see them. I couldn't find them.
So this was that picture I sent you. This was after that.
Oh, this was so after they went the, right the in front faux of the Fodashian so, fiasco. Yeah.
So they went up and took pictures of the castle because we were at the Walt Disney and Mickey statue. So we were taking pictures with the statue.
Yeah.
But literally, like right across from it is a castle. So they went up a little bit further and they started taking pictures. At this time, I've had, because this is a family-friendly podcast.
Three treats.
I've had a little bit of space dust at this time.
We had a little bit of infused items.
And it started to hit me a little bit. I was starting to go infinity and beyond.
Sergio tried to go to the restroom, and he couldn't find the zipper. And he also locked himself in the restroom.
I was gonna get there. Hold up.
I just need you to be a little bit embarrassed.
At this point, I was feeling a little bit. So I started getting a little bit of courage. So I just zoomed in their picture and ruined it for them like a couple times.
Nice.
And then Abby took a picture of me when I was really looking at the castle. And then we go to the restroom, and that's where it hit me really hard. And I felt like I sat there for hours. Yeah,
and
one
of your eyes is closed, and you look kind of cockeyed. It's really funny.
Yeah, I did start to eat I put the ears in my mouth because it was the only thing that was kind of like holding me over. But that's when we were in Galaxy's Edge.
The sensory toy.
Yeah.
Just chewing
for the 27-year-old.
Gnawing on the fucking Mickey ears.
Yeah, so we got into Smuggler's Run, which is the one of the... two big rides at Star Wars Land.
One of the two big rides.
So, you know, you're getting the spaceship and you're pressing buttons.
You're going, meow.
So we get into the queue line, which took, that might have taken us like 30 minutes. The line for that ride was particularly long.
It sounds cool as fuck.
So we're going up the ramps and that's when it hits me. I'm like zooming back and forth.
Oh, no, girl.
I was like, I can't get my balance. And there's like this engine that's playing noises.
Yeah.
And I just keep on looking at it like, and like something's going to happen.
It's going to blow up. Yeah.
And then we finally get onto the fucking ride.
Yes.
My sister decides she wants to fly the thing with my cousin's girlfriend. They're going to fly the thing.
No.
They're the pilots. I feel like they're the worst pilots ever.
The girls are the pilots, and some girls don't know how to pilot. I'm just speaking the truth, sisters. I'm sorry.
And because I know I've had a little bit too much space dust, I decided I'm just going to be a shooter. And it might be one of the easiest things.
A passenger princess.
Because you're just going to press a button and shoot the little thing. Pew, 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 pew. So, because I know my limit, I'm going to do that. The thing starts, and these two... start bumping into everything. So the thing,
piloting the way girls do.
The whole thing is it's a simulation. So it's moving you back and forth.
So you're rocking back and forth. You can't shoot anything.
I'm pressing the button. I'm looking at the button because it's the only thing I can focus on. Because if I look at the screen or what they're looking at, it's making me throw up. Literally, I look at it. I'm like gagging the whole time.
Nauseous
because I can't. And I'm just like, I need to focus on this big red button right now.
Emotion. Oh god,
we died because they suck at driving.
Yeah, you crash and burn
and you get another chance and you're able to pick up where you got shot down.
Yeah.
And we finished a ride. I kept on pressing the button because it's the only thing I could focus on. Yeah. We finally get off. And that's when I start feeling a little bit more normal.
Okay.
And I keep on telling myself, just think you're normal. Just think you're normal.
I'm normal. Nothing's wrong. I'm not high. I'm not high.
And they were like, we're going to go get food. By the time I get my food, yeah, I'm completely sober again.
Damn. That's how long it took for you to get
your
food.
I ruined my Star Wars experience. I mean, and probably it probably would have been, maybe I would have enjoyed it a lot better.
Your food would have tasted better.
But the line, I think the only way I was able to make it through the line was by being on Space Dust.
Damn. Wait, so how long did it feel like you were in the line for your food?
I can't even tell you. It probably felt like we were there for like 10 minutes. But I know for sure we were there for like 30, 40 minutes.
Oh my God, I hate that.
But the whole time I was like rocking back and forth. And my sister
trying
kept
not
on
to
look,
have an episode.
I remember my sister going like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?"
And every fucking single tweaking out on the side, yeah.
And every time she asked me, "Are you okay?" I would just take out my puff it into my mouth.
Sergio just having a good little freak out, green out at Disney World.
It was a good time.
That sounds
the
fun.
Only other note I have is, you know the picture I sent you of Abby?
Yes.
So we were in that Radiator Springs line for over an hour. That's how popular that ride is. And it's a ride 7 minute long.
Wow. Disneyland World Park Adventure.
We finally got on this Radiator Springs ride, which is the Cars themed ride.
Of course, big ass fucking kids had to go to Cars.
We saw the video of it because I wanted to see how tame it was. From the video, it seems pretty tamed.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like a dark ride, and it's just taking
you
through
a
tunnel.
Yeah, it takes you through the whole thing.
And then at the end, you know, there's, like, a race, and it goes full speed.
Yeah.
But I thought I was going to go, like, 35 miles per hour, like a regular roller coaster, right? Like, roller coasters feel faster because it's opened, and the air's hitting you.
Yeah. But I think most of the max is maybe, like, 35, 40.
35. No, this thing is going like a fucking car.
50?
It's going fast.
45?
And there's like huge there's a huge curve. There's two huge curves.
So it basically feels like you're in
a race. Driving. It's literally a race.
Life is a highway.
And then there's a curve that literally you're on the wall. Like you're just like curving on the wall.
I don't like that.
You're no longer on a road.
We're in Mario Kart.
You're literally on Mario Kart.
I hate that.
My sister sat right next to me on my left hand side. Okay. And the picture I sent you, because I sent you both pictures, right?
Yeah.
I'm laughing.
Yeah.
It's my sister. And when it finally speeds up,
because
the whole thing is pretty fast. So what we thought the dark ride was gonna be tamed, it literally starts speeding up. Like it speeds up, like it pulls you because supposedly the car is going the opposite direction, and there's cars coming at you, so it's pulling you and just get out the way, right?
Yeah.
When it's finally at the race, it fully goes all speed.
You pedal to the fucking
and
metal.
There's like tiny hills that feel like you're flying, and then you hit the curves.
Yeah.
There's a huge curve when it takes the picture of you, but it's a huge drop.
Yeah.
My sister, the drop is not in the video. I swear the drop was not in the video.
It's not. Okay.
So when we're on this curve that's on the wall, my sister goes like, "Holy shit." That's when I start laughing because I was not expecting that from her at all. Because she was like, "Oh my God." She was like, "Oh my God." But she lets out this like holy shit scream that I could not stop laughing.
Oh,
and
Abby.
Literally she's like zooming in the picture.
Her face is melting.
Honestly, the $3,000 you spent on tickets and the hotel is worth just that.
Yeah. That's, oh my God. Hearing her fucking scream. For the fucking Cars ride, yes.
Oh, and then we got stuck on the Little Mermaid ride with the part where they're singing Under the Sea.
Under the Sea.
It got stuck and we heard that song like six times.
How did you get stuck? And also, why did it get stuck?
I think someone was trying to get off the ride.
Oh.
So they held all the carts.
That sucks.
So we couldn't just move anymore. But overall, it's a good experience. Would I ever do it again? Probably not unless I had kids myself.
You would take your child... Or children
when they're like preteens,
when they're 12, so they can be like, "Dad, I don't want to go. I want to go to Spencer's, or I mean, I want to go to Elon Musk Tesla Experience, whatever
by
the
Disney.
Fuck." Yeah, by Disney.
Yeah, I wouldn't go unless I had children myself.
It sounded like a fun time. It was rough around the edges, but Vacation is vacation. Sometimes it sucks. Sometimes it's good.
These theme parks can be rough because, like, you're out there all day.
You're in the heat.
And you want to do everything. And the lines suck. I didn't drink a lot of water.
Everyone and their mother's there, literally. Yeah, literally.
And then you have screaming. You have literally screaming at children. Disneyland, you're going to have screaming children corner. Every single
Whether
corner.
It's of joy or of anger or their parents are getting divorced right there in front of them. It's a lot. You never know.
Like, you know where they say 50% of marriages end in divorce? That's where they go in.
Yeah, at Disneyland. Yeah. Literally. Disneyland, Disney Park, Disney whatever. But maybe not Universal. Item. I think Universal is where marriages get fixed.
I feel a lot of more single people, a lot of marriages who don't have children go to Universal.
Yeah, all the childless people go to Universal. Which means, guess what? We're going to Universal next year, guys. I want
to
go.
My sister really wants to go to the Harry Potter park.
Butterbeer.
And I have
mixed feelings
about it. Like, of course, I would like to go and, like, shoot a wand at a four-year-old and go, like, you're dead now, but I just don't want to give money to a turf.
Yeah. You can give it to a different turf. You. Just kidding. Let's talk about my time at the concert. I recently, just as of this week, we're recording on March 2nd.
Second day of March.
Wow, we're almost at the end of the first quarter, guys.
Q1
is coming to an end. I saw Enjoy and Cowgirl Clue.
Where was my invite?
At three? No, not Tree Links.
Three mornings.
No, Trees. It's literally called Trees in Deep Ellum, and it's.
Oh, I've heard of this place.
It has two fake trees in the middle.
Yeah, I've seen this place.
It's silly.
I work in Deep Ellum.
Okay.
And I didn't get an invite. You know, I could have just gone from work to the concert.
Right? You could have.
Where was my invite?
You should have bought a ticket.
I didn't know about this person.
You didn't even know about Enjoy or Cowgirl Clue.
I still don't know who this person is.
Oh, yeah. I am wearing her t-shirt. So Cowgirl Clue, quote unquote, has alternative music, which is more like country, hyperpop, very cool, very for the girls and the gays and the dolls. And Enjoy is a little bit of the opposite. He makes music kind of for the cishet punk folks.
Trump folks.
No, he does not. He does not. But it is very also like punk, alternative, indie. I consider them big.
So not my crowd.
Not your crowd, no. You're more of a pop girly, which is fine. We can go see Chaperone whenever she comes.
Who?
She's a new up-and-coming pop girly, and she fucking slays.
I have to be there, so I'd be like, I support her first.
Exactly. She actually came to Dallas last year. Yeah.
Wow. I still didn't get
No, I didn't see her either, though. But I've been seeing a lot of clips of her performances, and they look really good. But I had an excellent time. Some of my highlights of the show is waiting outside a long line in Deep Ellum. And, of course, there are lots of stragglers, a lot of unhoused people walking around. Someone who jobs.
A lot of unemployed advertisers.
A lot of unemployed advertising agents, of course. There is this guy, John, called the Juice Man, because he was sipping on something in a cup for what Sam liked forever. He was shouting.
In line with you guys?
Just on the side of the line.
On the side
just
of the
chatting
line.
Up the teenagers and people. He didn't do anything.
He was entertaining.
Literally, yes. The pre-entertainment show.
Sure.
He said, and I quote, "Man, this line is sexy as hell. I don't know who y'all are waiting for, but none of y'all are going home alone tonight." And you know what? Everyone was dressed very alternatively, very cool.
What does that even mean, dressing alternatively? Like, I'm wearing a G-string and...
Think of tiny top, big boots, mini skirts, fishnets.
Okay, it's the factory crowd. Got it.
Yeah, it's literally the factory crowd. Exactly. Because the factory is like also
right behind my building.
Exactly, yeah. Basically, people who used to shop at Hot Topic Spencer's is how the real Hot Topic goers, yes. The people who thrift their stuff and are probably get it from their parents' closet that are really cool. Second favorite thing that happened is that so Cowgirl Clue respectively and Enjoy, they're both very private people. And so whenever they perform, they usually don't come down to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, Enjoy, he actually was like teasing, trying to like stage dive. Several stage dives happened and they all happened at once and it kind of ruined some of the shows, which made me really mad, which goes into like a lot of like young people don't know concert etiquette anymore, which is a whole nother issue. But besides that,
was there a lot of particular what do you consider young crowd?
Basically people who are like end of older Gen Z, young Gen Alpha.
Okay,
so there was a lot of people
23 year olds and below.
I felt like, so the concert was all ages, So there was some people who did have their parents there who were probably like 15, 16, yep. Definitely some 18, 19, 20 year olds.
Well, we all know those are tame because they're watching the concert through their phone.
Oh, yeah. Which
I feel like it's horrible concert etiquette.
If you saw some of my, especially like my Instagram stories last year from the Slater concert, people were literally holding my shoulders down so that I couldn't jump, so that I wasn't in their
fun
video. Yeah, exactly.
Fuck that.
Which was, again, really bad concert etiquette. That didn't happen at the Endo show, which I was very thankful for, but there were a lot of people in front of me. A lot of the stories that I posted, people are obviously filming. They want to see their stuff. I was trying not to film the entire time just because I wanted to enjoy the concert. But again, if you looked at my stories, there's a lot of people who had big ass cameras, tiny ass cameras, their phones.
I mean, with concerts, I think it's fine to film a clip or here or two, but
don't have your phone at the entire time. Don't
watch
time.
The concert through your phone. So why are you paying like $45, $25, or like $25 to whatever much
you're paying a
ticket just to watch it through your phone
to see a performance? And of
course, you might as well just watch it on TikTok.
No, legitimately. And then, of course, some people were kind of bartering through the crowd. The stage divers are also just like, there's a time and a place. Not everybody. There was like 15 kids who just kept going at one after another. And it's a stage dive is supposed to be. That kind
of reminds me of the Blink-182 concert we went to and starting getting a lot of stage dives to one turn point.
Yeah. And it's like, wait your turn. Some people also, there was someone in a motorized wheelchair towards the edge. Mm-hmm. People were actually jumping over them and kind of like, bustling them out of the way, which is I feel like was also inappropriate. That's
so inappropriate.
I didn't even notice that they were there because they were like kind of low to the ground, and I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry, I don't want to bump into you. There were a lot of excuse me's, oh sorry's. There was not everyone had poor etiquette, but there were just some things that I'm noticing.
It's always the people who are like two or three people who always have the worst etiquette at a concert. Yeah, it kind of just seems like there's a lot of them, and kind of ruins it for some people.
Yeah. Third favorite thing that happened, what my video actually got reposted by Enjoy's brother, who goes by Shears, and I like tagged him in the video because towards the very end, after the encore, they did a song called The Legend of Pat Brown, which is like a super OG punk song. So like a family friend and the brother of the singer, they both rush up and come and like all hold the mic together and sing. So it's a very, very cutesy, wholesome moment. And then after like the end of the lyrics or whatever, the family friend and the brother Owen jump into the crowd. And so I post that and like, I tag the artist and I tag the brother. Then the brother DMs me and he's like, hey, can I have the video or whatever so I can post it? And I was like, yes, you can, King.
That's fucking cool.
And so that was my like one degree away from like knowing my favorite artist. And then also they looked at my stories, which is really cool. So that was a very nice highlight. Don't hate that I spent $150 on merch.
Oh, I'm not hating. Well, from what you told me from all the merch you bought.
Oh, and yeah, let's
like,
go.
You got a really good deal on all the merch.
Yeah, because I also, we have like friends, but only like concert friends who we go to. Like we saw Slater with them. Mm-hmm. We're going to go see Slater again with them.
I guess I'm not a concert friend.
Unfortunately, you're just a regular close friend of mine. One of my friends, she said she felt like I was flexing because I was telling one of so there was like two merch people. One was for Android, one was for Cowgirl Clue. I was like, you know what? Give me one of everything. Because I was like, give me that t-shirt, give me that t-shirt, give me a poster, give me a sticker. And then, of course, at the Cowgirl Clue table, I was like, give me a shirt, give me the limited dog tag. I did spend $150, but honestly, it was worth it because it was
I mean, I spent $58 on a Chromatica tank top.
That's true.
So you got a way better deal than I did.
I did get a pretty good deal. Everything was appropriately priced. And again, I had time of a lifetime. I literally also met some tech kids.
Oh, you did?
Who were there for the show. They were very sweet. They were also had really good etiquette.
Like current students?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. They're current or they're either graduated.
They're alumni.
We were talking about just like Lubbock compared to Dallas and how it's just hard to make friends in the city and stuff like that.
It's not.
Well, for you. Where's your friends? Booping and Scarlet, yeah. But it was a wonderful, wonderful time. Also, my throat still hurts from screaming so much. It sucks being old. I scrimped my heart out. I sung all the lyrics.
What kind of sounds like a you problem?
It honestly really was. Also, one other thing I'm going to say about being a little hater.
Yep.
Get out of the way. So there was two exits.
From getting out the venue?
Getting out of the venue. So people were like rushing to the stage to try to get
well, it's the same issue on airplanes.
Exactly. And they were blocking everything. Like I got jostled like four different times by big ass fucking teenagers. So like I was trying to like lead the way because one exit was at the very left and one was on the right. But everyone was going to the right and we wanted to just get out immediately. because sure, you can like wait to see the artist and all that stuff, but I love the, respect the artist or whatever, so I'm not gonna wait to take a picture. I have to work in the morning. I'm old as fuck. I don't have time to wait.
Also, look, what are you getting? What extra benefit are you getting from meeting the artist?
I mean,
you're not.
It's kind like if you met Lady Gaga, would your life be changed forevermore?
No, not really.
Well, someone is.
I like her music, but I don't. I like her too as a person, but I wouldn't.
I feel very neutral about it as well. Like,
don't really want to meet someone.
It would be really cool, but it's not a necessary experience for me. Because I went to the show, I bought their merch, I supported them. I'm doing all the things that a fan should do. But so many people were blocking the way because they wanted to rush the stage to get like a glimpse of the artist, and we're trying to like get freebies and the set list, which of course is really cool. But like, I'm saying, excuse me. Please move, get out of the way. So John had to like force his way through everybody. So like it was John, me, my friend was holding behind me, her brother was holding behind me.
I would say Abby is the best enforcer regarding that stuff because she just bumps into people.
Exactly. It's not that like I'm scared to do it. It's more that so that, like I feel disrespectful.
Yeah.
But then like Abby and John, obviously they're just like, we need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Move.
Abby, I swear she like hit some girls.
Yeah, no, John like barreled through people.
Yeah.
But you know what? We gotta do what we gotta do to get out of there. You have to have that friend with you also.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
But just like speaking about the exit experience, people on airplanes are exactly the same. Just because a plane lands does not mean get your ass up. We're all gonna get off here on the tarmac.
Everybody get in a single file line. Fucking
like,
wait.
Just take your turn. Like, if you're on the back of the plane, stay at the back of the plane.
No one knows patience.
No one knows patience. We're all gonna be stuck at the airport anyway.
Hey guys, where are we all going? It's also the same thing like when people rush and like to go to death on the fucking highway freeway.
Oh,
baby, we're all getting to get the same time. And you see them at the light, especially.
At best, you're going to save yourself, what, a minute?
2 minutes.
Seconds? You're still going to see me at the light.
Microseconds, literally. I have one last thing I want to talk about, which I think is very important.
No, get an abortion.
GMO babies. Why are y'all's babies so
growth
big?
Hormone?
I literally, so like.
What are we talking about?
I work at
football size kids?
Literally, women giving birth to fucking toddlers.
Okay.
That's how large these babies are.
I seen a football size. There's a football size kid in my
family. Why is your baby so fucking large?
It's literally the corn. It's literally the corn you're eating.
The red 40 microplastics. Why is your baby as big as my fucking like hip? Like, why is your baby walking and talking and asking me where the bread is? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. If I could throw your kid across a football field, it should not be out in public.
If your kid looks like he could probably order his own meal at McDonald's, I don't know. What are you feeding them?
What if McDonald's? What's making them look like that. If Travis Kelce can pick up your kid and make a touchdown
and
with
punt
it.
Punt him across the fucking field and make a touchdown.
Put your kid in a cage.
Put him on a leash. Do something.
I surprisingly saw a lot of kids on leashes at Disneyland. I was actually
no one in DFW know that lesson? Why are you abandoning your child in the bread aisle? Come get your child, please.
There is a lady at the airport, because we flew from out of Houston.
Yeah.
There was a lady who was, I assume, by herself. She had like 5 children with her. No older than 9 years old.
Oh.
And they were fucking horrible and through the TSA line.
I don't know. I don't know if I said this last podcast or something,
God. Is it a secret?
Similar situation. I was like restocking stuff and this lady had 3 children with her. Super close in age, but all were like screaming their heads off. One was like, "Mom, let me down." The other one, of course, like the girl's like the quietest, but both boys were just being hot messes, screaming from across the aisle. Like, I work in the bakery aisle. Mm-hmm. Why am I hearing your child wail from across all the way from the other store where the restrooms are?
No.
I get sometimes you have to do your chores and sometimes you don't have the extra support, but like, please, for the sake of everybody else's sanity.
I feel like, I don't want to say like, you're a bad parent if your kids are not...
Sometimes also
best behaved in public.
Kids are so volatile.
Kids are kids, but like, so like you should have the decency and maybe the authority within your kids to go like, hey, we're in public, behave a little bit better.
Or like give them, they don't have to be iPad babies, but maybe something to eat or play with or something just so that they're not
a
screaming.
Job.
Give them an iPad and have them on LinkedIn, you know, swipe left,
make
swipe
them
right
apply.
For a job.
They're not going to get a job anyway.
Have them work on their resume.
College.
Have them make NFTs.
Yep.
Have them come start, into my have crypto them mining make, business.
Learn how to code.
Yeah, exactly. We need more.
We need. We're gonna coders.
We need welders.
We're gonna need more colders.
Contractors. Coders.
Coders.
Yeah.
And hackers against the AI. So true. Robots are gonna go
more,
after us.
We need more traditional artists as well.
That's not gonna protect us against the AI. We need
writers. Maybe CIA agents. I don't know. Have them do the SATs. I don't know.
Do you think I can confuse? Do you think I can make an AI kill itself by writing a really bad paper?
I don't know.
Where it can't correct it.
I don't know about killing itself, but I think you could really mess up, confuse an AI.
The confidence.
Yeah, I think you could deter its confidence. I think you can make it feel like it's dumb.
I'm gonna send a strongly worded essay.
Yeah, just make it like a benign subject and just have it go
to
in loops.
Surrey and make it kill itself.
Not Surrey.
Leave what if I'm the Siri killer?
You can't say that out loud. Apple has your location.
This is an Apple ecosystem.
This literally is an Apple household.
It is. I think the only thing that's not is maybe that TV. Because the TV in my bedroom has Apple TV.
It's not even an Apple TV, guys.
Wow.
Steve Jobs' ghost is in here. I hope you know that. Who's the new CEO? What is his name? I mean, not the new CEO. Tim Cook.
Yeah.
He was the assistant board director of whatever, yeah. Right? And now he's the CEO. That's crazy.
Did you hear they pull the plug on the Apple car?
What?
After 10 years of working on it.
10 years?
A
decade?
I felt like they announced it like 2 years ago. That the Apple car was going to come.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
I felt like 2 years ago it was announced of working on the Apple car. Apparently they've been working on it since 2014.
Whoa. 10 years down the drain.
I was so excited for my Apple card.
I blame Elon Musk.
I have the Apple card. Might as well get the Apple car.
How would you... Do you think it would run on gas?
Electric. I feel... Okay. The design on this car was going to look like a Magic Mouse. You know how kind of like it's... What? Have you seen their mouse?
Oh, the weird shape.
You know how it's shaped like kind of like a wave?
Yeah.
I feel like their car was going to be shaped like that too.
I feel like it would be so ugly though.
But it's an Apple car. Do you think Teslas look great?
I hate Teslas.
Teslas are like the most basic looking car out there.
Why do I have to fucking press the handle to open it? But like, dude bros think it's so cool. Everybody, I also fucking, all rideshare apps, make it a feature to where we can pick the cars we want to be picked up in. I don't want to be picked up in a Tesla. I don't want to be picked up in a big ass truck or a van. They all scare me. Also, Teslas. Why are you driving with a big ass iPad?
Well, you know the car I'm gonna get has
a big ass iPad.
It's the only reason why I want that car too.
Subway Surfers.
Yeah, exactly.
And watch Family Guy in the corner and play Fortnite at the same time.
The one thing I appreciate from a Tesla is that if you have a pet and you leave it in your car, it tells the person on the pad that your car
has AC on.
You don't have to worry about that. That's the only thing I appreciate about it. But if I'm getting picked up by a Tesla on my Uber, it should let me know on the Uber app how to open the fucking door.
You press it.
I know that now.
Oh, now you know.
Now I know.
Oh, you were embarrassed. They had to roll their window. Yeah, exactly. You have to press it. It's common sense, Sergio.
It's not.
Stupid idiot.
It's not.
It kind of is. No, but it's okay. Not all of us have a 400 IQ.
Not all of us can afford our bills. So
I just paid my rent today.
Does it mean you can afford your bills?
I can. Also, I've been budgeting. I've been looking at my expenses.
How is that going? Did you lower your takeout food bill?
Yes, I did. It went from 400 to 200.
Oh, that's a big,
it's a big leap. Yeah. Also, my rollover, guess what my rollover is? Last month it was $263. Guess how much it is this month? But keep in mind that I bought tickets. I also bought merch, and that I've had health stuff happen that I had to pay out of pocket for.
$15.
Close. $6. $6 rollover.
My original guess was $7.
Hey, you would have been close. Good job. Yeah, close. You know my broke ass too well.
I still would have lost if the price is right because I went too high.
Oh yeah, you went too high.
I mean, I technically lost anyway.
$20.01. Fuck those people who do that shit. You suck ass. Oh, that made me so mad. I never really watched the show, but I always see clips of it.
Uh-huh. I hate when people always go up like 1 cent. Like, no, just say a whole
petty,
say 21.
Idiot. Unoriginal.
I hate it.
Kill yourself.
And you know what's worse when they are closest to it?
Yeah, because the 1 fucking cent. made me so mad.
It sucks.
They don't deserve the TV or the fucking treadmill or anything.
I want
like
to go to whatever studio they're filming from it because I know they moved. Yeah, and they want to go to that studio. Yeah. Like, be true.
Pick me. Me.
I know. I feel like I would do really good on it.
Dr. Phil is coming for a Grapevine.
Yeah, he has a studio here. I saw the call for it, but I kind of do
want to
go.
John saw that. He's like, babe, do you want tickets to go to be the Dr. Phil show?
Kind of
want to
go.
And I said, no, but we can go beat him up at Grapevine.
What if
he's doing a book signing?
Oh, he is? For what? For pseudoscience?
For plagiarist Texas bullshit,
probably.
This man
can't even barely talk. He's like me.
Yeah. Give me $200. I hate you. You're ugly.
If we went to go see Dr. Phil.
You're more eloquent than Dr. Phil.
Well, thank you.
Okay, I was going to call him Phil. He's not a real doctor.
He's not a real doctor, yeah.
Phil.
If we went to the show.
Yeah.
What would be the worst possible topic you could pick that we're at the show?
Abortion.
That man is not talking about abortion.
Racism.
He's probably going to talk about racism. He's going to have all the worst things.
He would say the worst things. What's like, what do you think? Apartheid?
What's that word?
Apartheid.
What does it mean? This is how you know I'm dumb.
You say something you think he would talk about.
TikTok. Well, old show?
But what would be? Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen new episodes. I don't know.
No, it's not new. Here's the other thing. It's a
new show?
It's a new show.
Oh.
So the Dr. Phil show that he had on CBS, yeah. NBC,
Fox.
No,
it was Fox.
It
was some fucking no network shit. Yeah.
He said last year was done.
Okay.
So this is a new
show.
So no
more Phil show.
This is new.
So this is new Phil show.
But I don't know if it's like the same format as the old show or is it kind of like when RuPaul had his talk show.
Oh, that was bad.
It only lasted 13 episodes.
Me, mother. RuPaul did go to the School of Mothering, but didn't major in motherology. Regardless.
She did not.
She didn't. No. That she's a stepmommy a bit. She's an auntie. RuPaul can be an auntie.
Michelle Visage, on the other hand.
That's a stepmommy.
She legit looks like a stepmommy.
She does look
like a
stepmommy.
I would like to have her as a stepmommy.
Her over RuPaul. Sorry, Miss Paul. I think
RuPaul is only gonna be talking about fracking as me as
course.
A stepkid.
That he has stockhold. They have stockhold in their fracking.
Let me tell you about the most current episode of Drag Race. The
girl,
one that came out last night.
Yeah, 8 minutes. Hurry up.
I got enough of it. The person I don't like is so far
winning
based on the previews of next week's
Plain
episode.
Jane?
Plain Jane.
Of course.
She looks like she's about to get humbled. By RuPaul.
Let's go.
Just based on the previews.
Get into a break for your britches, bitch.
This week. She got a critique because they did neo goth looks for this week's episode.
But that can be hard to do if that's not your style.
Some of them had a bad time.
Oh, yeah. Because you also have to think about what is a quintessential goth and then what is neo goth, which is basically new goth.
They can only use black and white fabric.
Ooh.
Which the person who won did not give me neo goth. It gave me more like mime clown.
Well, technically, that's still under the goth umbrella.
Yeah, but
yeah.
It just didn't really hit me from my perspective, where I was thinking.
Okay.
Plain Jane.
Yes.
Her critique was she did not do her. Michelle Visage told her, this is not at your level. It was below her level. So I think the humbling is going to. This was the start of the humbling.
You
and
can't
next week, she's going to get humbled.
Bitch.
No, she can sew.
Oh, you can't put together an outfit, bitch. I can put
it just. I hope she gets humbled.
I think it's on the way because definitely it's also probably like planned if she's like the villain of the season.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. I think. I mean, in her mind, she came in with the mindset I'm going to be the villain of the season because everything sounds so rehearsed.
It sounds very.
I don't
planned.
Know. It's not even
it
funny.
It doesn't sound organic.
And then she's punching down. She's always punching down, which in her fucking burger finger. No. Do you know about Burger Finger?
No.
Look up Burger Finger.
Okay.
It's the worst thing you're ever going to see.
Oh, I don't
know. And it's
going to
remind you of Jimbo. You know Jimbo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, look it up.
Anyways,
it's going to remind you of Jimbo.
I miss Mirage, whatever her name is.
Oh, Mirage was so good.
Sorry.
But she also was not going to win.
She wasn't going to win.
Not going to win.
But that's my queen. Regardless. Do you have anything closing? What is your slaying of the week? Or what are you slating? Slating, slaving, slaving, slaving.
My slaying, something I'm loving, is that I'm finally home.
Period. We're back in the great old
state
of Texas.
I'm going to work trip on Monday.
Literally. This bitch is all around the world. This is Miss Worldwide over here.
I'm international.
just national. You're not inter. No inter yet. For me, I'm loving my book, my self-help book.
You wrote one?
No, Transforming Trauma by James S. Gordon, Dr. Gordon.
Not learning, Dr. Phil.
Not Phil. Fuck you, Phil. Anything else you want to say before we
that's up.
Say our goodbyes? Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching at IsNosomnia on all socials, probably. What are yours?
Mine are Search Thoughts, S-E-R-G-I, wait, no, S-E-R-G-T-H-O-U-G-H-T-S.
S-E-R-G-T-H-O-U-G-H-T-S. On Instagram
and
Twitter
and pretty much anywhere.
Also TikTok, but he doesn't make any.
I'm not on TikTok.
Bye, fiercest divas.
Bye.